It's great to be back again. If you have just tuned in for the very first time, thank you so much for joining. You are here for a reason, and we've been praying for you for a long time. Glad that you've joined us today. Today, we're gonna continue our talk series by Lalitata about praise. So you have come at the right time. And for those of us who normally join on a regular basis, well, welcome back. It seems like the whole world right now is going through a little bit of a storm. I hear that Sri Lanka is in a storm. So is Canada. We're supposed to get some snow. So I think the whole world is going through a storm in our Mother Nature, but as well as what is happening in the world. But that is not going to stop us from coming together to praise our God. And why I said that you're not alone, you know, that we are a community that is not just sitting still waiting for the world to come, but we are actively participating in praising our God. It seems like some of us are a few of the characters of the Bible, like Job or Abraham or Moses or Ruth, or, you know, it seems like a lot of things of 2020 doesn't seem to be stopping, and feels like of the, you know, that period of just waiting. And it's great waiting for the Lord's, you know, providence, waiting for the Lord to come and do his thing. He's the God of miracles. So as we start this Advent season, again, you know, reminding us, our Catholic Church is so beautiful, giving us this season to bring ourselves back up again, to bring ourselves into the different ways of the world, and but so aligned with his way of things, his meaning, our God, our Father, the Creator, the one that created you and me. So dear brothers and sisters, I encourage you to join us as we begin this time of praise and worship. Now, if you're standing, praise the Lord. You know, if you're sitting down, I encourage you to stand up. If you're lying down and listening to this message, I urge you to please either sit up or stand up, because it makes a huge difference when we praise our God. And if you're sitting and listening and watching this, you know, wherever you are, make declare that place holy. Because I know if we were back before COVID, we would have been coming together in a hall, together with each other, or coming together at a church. But let's not the physical things come into distraction of us. But let's declare it. Me and you declare that wherever we are right now is a holy place where the Lord is going to come and enter and do a major difference in our lives, make an impact, give us an encounter again this Wednesday. You know, in my life, every Wednesday, every time I come to one of our Sierra prayer meetings, it makes a huge difference. So one, come as you are. And, you know, in this time of worship, let's praise our God. You know, in Psalms 136 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. You know, our God is so good. He loves us so much. And even in the midst of what is happening right now, he has given us the grace to praise him. And if you're struggling right now to praise him, you know what? I want you to just force it, fight it, because the storm will pass. The sun will come back up again. I promise you that. So let's begin. And we're going to start in anticipation of that, that end of the storm, by starting to praise our God right now. As we say, let's build a throne of praise. You know, let's build a storm of praise. Let's build a storm of thanksgiving to our God, for he lives upon our praises. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Father. Glorify you, Lord. You alone are holy.
Hallelujah.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
We sing that again.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. La 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 la.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, praise
you,
Father, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, for His joy is gone. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. La 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 la. See Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land. Then all men will see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land. Then all men will see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. Ooh. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. The banner that flies across this land. Then all men will see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, we're moving forward. Little by little, we're taking ground. Every press a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land. Then all men will see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we glorify you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters. You know, today is a very special day. Because there's a storm amongst us, no? But something special about the storm is, if you look in the Bible, there are storms everywhere in the Bible. But also in the storm, there is Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So,
praise the Lord.
You know, Sri Lanka might be going through a physical storm, but some of us, we are going through an internal storm in our lives. It's a storm so big that, you know, the storm seems bigger than Jesus. The storm seems higher than Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, if you're going through that today, I invite you to join in and sing along, to sing to your storm that Jesus is greater, that your Jesus is higher, and you are going to fly a banner across all the skies, across above all your storms. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So join in and build this throne of praise unto God. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We want to see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land. Then all men will see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Exalt you, Lord, for you are
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father.
Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, you know, as Subodha was saying, there's a storm in each one of us, and our natural instinct is to run away from the storm, is to be fearful of the storm. But tonight is different, my brothers and sisters. Tonight we have Jesus, and he's right here. And whatever storm that we are facing, whatever fears that we are facing, we want it to be replaced by his love. It's natural for us. Our instinct tells us our heart must tremble when there is a storm. But no, tonight we are going to tremble for the love of God. So we are not going to tremble because of fear. We are going to tremble because tonight, especially of all night, we are going to sing his praises. We're going to sing his praises because we know God is right here. He's going to open a heaven above us. And that heaven and Jesus' presence is going to take away every fear in our heart. So tonight, more than any other night, we have to give our voices up to the Lord. All of us, we have to praise, we have to sing for God's presence. For tonight, we call on you, Lord Jesus, to be right here, right now, to be with each one of us, Lord Jesus. And the Lord says, brothers and sisters, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety, in Psalm 4:8. So tonight, brothers and sisters, we sing our praises for the Lord. We want to bless the Lord. Come what come may, tonight is the night we're going to praise him. Come what come may, we're going to give glory to him. Come what come may, he's going to be right here with us. So bless you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name, Lord Jesus, for your name is power.
Hallelujah. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Jesus is all around. Let the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing this place, we fill our hearts with your love. And your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Overflowing this place, our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. The Lord is spirit, and where the spirit, there is freedom, Lord. Wherever the Lord you are, Lord Jesus, Lord, you are the God of freedom, Lord. You are the God that loves us so much, Lord Jesus. So Lord, today, right now, in this worship, Lord, we declare your presence over our lives. We declare your freedom over our storm, Lord Jesus. We declare your goodness over our lives, Lord Jesus. We're so thirsty for your presence, Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, Lord Jesus, come and be with me, Lord, in this time, Lord Jesus, as I praise you, as I worship you, as I adore you, Lord. For your presence will overcome everything that I'm going through right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, as I turn myself to you, Lord, as I take this veil I have over my face right now, over my life right now, I turn to you and I remove it, Lord. As I turn to you, Lord, I unveil myself, and that your spirit will come and abide in me, Lord. Lord, I claim this truth today, Lord. Wherever you are, Lord, there is freedom, Lord. And today, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge it, I accept it, that you are the King of Kings, you are the God of Gods, you are the King of my heart, Lord, and have come seeking for your presence, Lord. So come and do a new thing in my life. Lord, come and give me the grace to continue to live in you, O God. For there you, wherever you are, Lord, there is freedom, and I've come searching for you, Lord. Come and overcome this place. Overcome our storms right now, God, as we call upon you and worship you again, Lord Jesus. Where there is a Lord, there is freedom, Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, Lord, there is love, Lord. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, Lord. So I hold on to this truth, Lord Jesus, that your spirit is coming to dwell in me, Lord, that you are coming into my hiding place, Lord. And I worship you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Flow in this place, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. May your love surround us, Lord.
Love God before fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We rest in heaven. The Spirit of God, for fresh on us, we need your. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here as in heaven.
Yes, Jesus, we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For you are great, Lord Jesus, and for you are mightier than anything, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our Lord, we declare your name.
Praise you,
Lord. Praise you. Fall afresh on us, O God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. So, we pray a special prayer of protection over the motherland, Sri Lanka, Lord. Lord, may your presence and your protection cover every single person in this country. May your hand protect every one of them. And we ask our mother to intercede and keep us safe as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of death. Amen. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. So before we go into the message, we have a few important and short announcements. So as we begin the meeting today, let's really be in a spirit of prayer and intercession, especially for all those families who are facing the brunt of the storm on the East Coast and on various other areas in Sri Lanka. So let's just keep them in our hearts and really intercede for them. So my brothers and sisters, as we enter this period of Advent, we are really reminded of the words of our Lord Jesus. The Lord said, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. You know, Jesus went to the extent of saying, as you did to one of the least of my brethren, you did to me. And really, God is calling us, especially in this time, to reach out to those who are lost, to reach out to those who are in very challenging situations and circumstances. So my brothers and sisters, as we do every year, the CRL has prepared some projects to do for Christmas, where we really reach out and where God opens these doors for us, where we can really share God's love with so many people. So the first project that we are doing is what we do every year for the cancer hospital in Maharagama. It's an outreach that we do. So usually we visit the hospital and we spend time with them. We spend the Christmas with them. We share our love with them. And also there are so much of supplies that we provide for them. So this time, because of COVID, we might not be able to really go and spend time with them. But there is a need in the cancer hospital for medical supplies, especially for various types of injections, which every year the community helps to provide with your generous contributions and donations. So in that same way, we'll be doing that this year as well. We'll be helping the cancer hospital with these special injections and various medical supplies. So we really like to invite you to come and be a part of this through your contributions and donations. The next project, the next outreach that we do every year is the outreach we do to the Halpatota Detention Center in the south, where you get so many children, some who are detained because of juvenile offenses and children from various other challenging backgrounds and situations who are in this center. So every year we go, we spend time with them just like we do in the cancer hospital. We play with them, we sing with them, we also provide for various things that they need. So again, this year, we won't be able to do everything that we usually do in terms of spending time with them, etc. But there are so many things they have asked us for help with. Like, for an example, things like clothes racks for the children to help them keep their clothes in, and with other toys and various other materials and equipment, sometimes bats, balls, all kinds of things that we really provide for them and the children really enjoy with. So again, we really like to invite you to come and be a part of this and to really help make it a success. And the third project or the third thing that we are planning to do is for the prisons. And every year, again, we visit the Valikada prison. Actually, we visit throughout the year, but for Christmas, we really do something special for them. But again, because of the COVID situation, we are unable to really go and spend a lot of time this Christmas with them. But the welfare association of the prison has informed us that because of the COVID, a lot of families are unable to visit the prisoners, their families. So because of that, basic supplies like soap, toothpaste, shaving items, they lack that. So they have asked us for that help. So again, we like to invite you to really come and be a part of it, where we can really help these people with these things. And the final project that we have really planned is to help school children in two parishes, in two estates in the Badulla Diocese, where we really are doing an outreach there. So to help these children with school bags, because that is a great need that they have. So we are hoping to help around 200 children with school bags. So again, we like to really invite you, as the Lord leads you, to really come and share God's love with all of these children and all of these people. Finally, two other announcements is every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, we have intercessory prayer. So we like to really invite you to come in these challenging times, to come and be a part of it, to experience God's presence and his love and anointing in a special way. Also, this Saturday, we will be having a weekly youth meeting. So please, we like to encourage you, encourage your children, youth, to come and be a part of it. And also, you can really evangelize your friends, children, children you know. Please share the link and the flyer and really encourage them to come and join this meeting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we'll be joining the message.
In Zoom, kindly put your cameras on so that we have a face for your figure and we can interact together. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. So as we come together, I just like to remind you this Saturday is something that is happening in Australia, which we can really join in if we can actually project that. It's been projected in the YouTube, but it may not be possible to project it in the Zoom. That is Father Augustine Walduran is joining CRL Australia for a session with us. And the word that he's going to share with us is called the Prophets of Hope, a reflection for families. So the time is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time, but for us it means 5:30 in the morning. So you can join us 5:30 in the morning. The Zoom ID is given to you. You know, you can do a smart thing and take a photograph of that as you are watching it, and you'll have the Zoom ID, and then you can join. And so beautiful that various events done worldwide through CRL is coming together by the grace of God. So even today, I just like to thank, you know, the praise was led by Singapore, and the handling of the meeting is done by Toronto, and they will lead the worship as well. And it's truly a global move of God, which is really amazing to see, and truly a gift. So I would encourage you, you know, to really contribute towards the projects, you know, make that a part of your Christmas action, and make it sacrificial so that we can make other people really experience the love of Jesus through our giving. So we haven't mentioned how to contribute. So I think that normally you will call Tabo, and you have the Tabo numbers, you can call them and find out. You have the bank account numbers, you can call them. But you can specifically say, this is for the Christmas project. Because we have other countries also contributing. And it's beautiful to see the heart that God has given people to become one with all those who have a need. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So I'm going to the message. So when I look at the time, I'm a little afraid that I can work through the whole message. But anyway, I have to do it. So if my time factor becomes difficult, the testimony that I have been planning will be skipped. And that would be if my time is really bad, if I'm coming down. Okay. So as we start, I must tell you what from where we have started and where we are heading. All of us, every one of us, or most of us, have come to know the Lord through the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is really the charism of the renewal of the 21st and 20th century. God poured it out into the Catholic Church, we know from 1967 onwards, and all of us have had an experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Through the experience of the Holy Spirit, Jesus became alive, his love became an experience, his voice became a reality, and his leading became alive for each of us in our lives. But what we see is people who touch this experience deeply sometimes very quickly fall away in their life. Or they go back to a traditional form of walking in a religious way that they have done from their small days with little change. And then you have to ask the question, after having a touch of God, why did we fall back or go back? And over the years, the answer that I have gleaned through this is that we need to learn how to live in the Spirit. Not just to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we need to learn how to live in the Spirit. And to do that, what we have done is we have identified 10 topics that we need to know and experience in order that anyone who is baptized in the Holy Spirit can actually live a life in the Spirit and mature. Praise the Lord.
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 So my brothers and sisters, we have been working through this in the last couple of weeks. And the first direction or instruction we received was to live 24 hours in the Spirit. That's our goal. Everything else will take care of itself. Holiness will take care of itself. A mission will take care of itself. The building of the kingdom will take care of itself. And life with God will take care of itself. So what do we do? You can't do anything unless, first of all, we live 24 hours in the Spirit. And for that, God has given us a gift. We could say part of our charism, that is that we bring the baptism of the Holy Spirit through the four-step retreat. You know, it's amazing how when the retreat finishes, people have begun to touch God, know God, hear God, experience God. That's truly a grace God has given us. It's poured out into our lives. After that, we have also found out that through these very four steps, we can continue to live in the Spirit. And that's why the four steps as an opening to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the four steps as a way to live 24 hours in the Spirit. And that's what we have been learning in the first presentation. That the first step of the first presentation is, come as you are, I love you. So if you don't come to the Lord, everything else is academic. It's only thoughts. It won't work. So come as you are, I love you. Returning to the Lord from wherever you have fallen, wherever you have lost your way, is the beginning of the spiritual journey. So how many times, even 1,000 times, doesn't really matter. We keep returning to the Lord, into his mercy, into his loving arms. And then we do the second step, which is give the truth of your heart. When you give the truth of your heart, you admit your brokenness. You accept your sinfulness. In fact, it's like opening up your wound to be healed, to be ministered to. Like going to the doctor and opening up your wound so that the doctor can actually cleanse it. And the medicine for the woundedness of our sinful nature is the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are cleansed by his blood in the second step as we give him the truth. Over and over, sometimes on the beginning of the journey, we have to keep on giving the truth because we so easily lose the life in the Spirit and we fall back into our human nature. So we give this and we return to it. And then we do the third step. In the third step, we surrender ourselves to him. And Romans 12:1 is the key to this. In Romans 12:1, it is said, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So when you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God, God in Jesus Christ comes to live inside us. That's the majesty and the miracle of Christianity. God in Jesus Christ comes to live inside us. And then he begins to guide us with his voice. But not only does he guide us with his voice, if you offer him the throne of your life or the decision-making place, he will take it. And he will guide us in the right path. And not only that, something beautiful will happen when we are connected to him. We begin to live into the life of the Holy Trinity. Because the love of the Father is continuously coming down to Jesus. And the love of Jesus is continuously returning to the Father. And this love is the Holy Spirit. And when the Father, when Jesus is living inside us, the Holy Spirit of God, that communion between the Father and the Son begins to move through our life. And the energy, the power, the anointing of God is flowing in our hearts. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise the
and
Lord.
We have life now without even thinking about it. We are enjoying the peace, the love, the joy of our God. And then, of course, we are rebaptized in the Holy Spirit. You come, actually, once you receive the Holy Spirit, is there, but we are renewed in the Holy Spirit. And we begin to experience newness, walking in the Spirit 24 hours. So the next topic we dealt with was, what do we do when we get into the Spirit? Because it's so easy to get out of it, so easy to lose it. And we received this second instruction. The second instruction was praise. Like I said earlier, actually, praise is the special manifestation of the renewal of the 20th century. Right across the world, these, you know, when you study the other revivals and renewals of history, a lot of manifestations are there. But the powerful manifestation among us is praise. That's why we have praise and worship. We have praise sessions. We have praise. And praise, we saw, keeps us in the Spirit, takes us out of ourselves, deals with our enemies, brings the blessings of God. So many things happen to us through praise. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to dwell there because we have dwelt 2 weeks on praise. Then the third teaching or the third block that we looked at was, not only do we return to the Lord, not only do we remain with him in praise, but the church has given us powerful gifts to touch God, to grow in maturity in our journey. And that's what we started last week. And the gifts the church gives us are called sacraments. So therefore, through sacraments, we are nourished, we are nurtured, and we are matured in the journey. So Ralph Martin, one of the pioneers of the renewal, in one of his writings, he said in the early part of the renewal, when he was reflecting on what was happening, he said, in the world, there are many people who have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have a spiritual awakening. And then he identified and said, most of them are infants in spiritual journey. And they remained children in spiritual journey. And because of their infancy and remaining as children, they live like that and die. So many thousands. But he said the difference in the Catholic Church is that you get from time to time spiritual giants. Giants of God that come in such a way, because and if you look at these giants who we will later identify as saints, you would see they are nourished almost without exception, through the sacraments. And sacraments is the way that God's deeper, mature journey is brought into our lives. Praise the Lord.
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 So, what's a sacrament? I explained it last week, but this week I want to just bring it back quietly so that it's very clear for us what's a sacrament. And I explained it in a different way. I told you, if you can remember, I told you how our brain is locked inside our skull, you know. And because of that, if you really study how your brain is working inside your skull, you would be shocked to know the brain is in liquid, floating in liquid, you know, and it's in absolute darkness. You know? So it's in floating liquid and absolute darkness. So how does the brain interact with the world outside? And that's how we learn it. The brain interacts with the world outside through the senses. And how does that happen through the senses? In the senses that we have, the beautiful thing is that with our eyes, we give information to our brain that is hidden in darkness. Through our ears, we give information to our brain that is hidden in darkness. So when you hear the sound, run, the brain will say. And then off we run, you know. Because the ears give information. The nostrils give information. You know, this is a bad place to be. You know, the smell is terrible, you know. And sometimes the tongue will give information. The taste will say, this is tasty. Or the tongue will say, you know, you better spit this out. This is no good. The brain instructs through the senses. And of course, our touch through our skin and through our hands and feet, we interact with the world outside. The world comes to us through our senses. We interact with reality through our senses. But God is spirit. And for God, who is spirit, to interact with human beings who are primarily sense-oriented, God created or God designed a beautifully creative way. And what is that? That's called sacraments. So if you ask what or who is a sacrament, the easiest way to explain it or the most relevant way is Jesus Christ is the greatest sacrament of God. Why is that? Because God is spirit, and God who is spirit manifested himself as a human being. And that's what Christmas is, the beauty of Christmas. God manifesting himself as a human being. Why? So that he could begin to interact with people through their senses. It's so beautiful. God interacts. So we hear the voice of God through our ears. We see his face with our eyes. We experience his love through our touch. You know, we hold him in our life. God coming to us through our senses, through the material world, is Jesus Christ, is the sacraments. But you must remember, come to us through our senses to lead us into the life of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And if you look at it, I just want to show you a beautiful passage that for me explains this most beautifully. You know that there is this Samaritan woman, you know, whom Jesus had a chat with at the well, if you remember, you know. And, you know, in the TV series Chosen, you know, which is absolutely brilliantly done, you know. Jesus actually, what shall we say, he stages the encounter, you know. He knows it's going to happen. He sends away his disciples and is waiting for the encounter. And in this encounter, there is a major theological discussion. What is the discussion? This woman is a Samaritan. And Samaritans were rejected by the Jews. The Jews said, you are not chosen. You know, you are not God's people. We are God's people. And who are these Samaritans? Samaritans were people who actually were mixed race. You know, in the 7th century BC, when Israel was taken captive by Babylon, they took away all the powerful people, the rich people, the traders, they took them back to Babylon. But they brought poor people from other countries and planted them in Israel. These people and the poor who were left behind, the Jews, intermarried. And the Samaritans were formed. So for the Jews, they were really impure. You know, they were people who had been contaminated. And that's why they say that even when a Jew from Galilee had to cross Samaria to go to Jerusalem, they went in the night. Why did they go? So that they don't have to meet any Samaritans. No one spoke with them. And Jesus did something worse. He spoke with a Samaritan woman. And that was even worse than anything else. And this woman, who seemed pretty sharp, you know, she asked him a very relevant question. The moment he recognized that he's a spiritual leader, she asked, you know, tell me where God is. Like today, so many people are saying, you know, where? Tell me in which church God is. You know, can you tell me? You know, and let me tell you know, where God is. You know, and I'll tell you. So everyone is super confident where God is. You know? So she said, you know, where is God? Where is God to be worshipped? Is he going to be worshipped on the mountain in Jerusalem? That's what y'all are saying. Or on this mountain in Samaria where we are saying, where is God? And then Jesus answered. John 4:23. You can repeat after me. Yet a time is coming.
And has now come.
When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers
the Father seeks.
Why? Because he says now you have to connect with God in the spirit. And then verse 24, he explains why. If you look at verse 24, he will explain why we have to connect with the spirit. And you can repeat after me. Verse 24. God is spirit. You can repeat that.
God is spirit.
And his worshippers
must worship in spirit and in truth.
Praise the Lord. Can you see now? Ultimately, God is spirit. Our worship of God is a spiritual act. But where does it start? From where does it grow? From where do we have the encounter? This woman explains it. I never saw it before. But this woman actually explains it. Verse 25. If you look at verse 25. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ
is coming.
When he comes,
he will explain everything to us.
Sacrament of God is the Messiah of Christ. They thought he was a Jewish leader, you know, who will fight the Romans, you know. But this woman discerns and says, this Messiah will reveal God to humanity. How does he reveal him? Through his life, through his senses, he will reveal God to humanity. And through that revelation, he will lead them into the spirit, into the spiritual realm. Praise the Lord. So God is spirit. And our spiritual journey has to be into the spirit, into the kingdom. But where does it begin? It begins in our senses. And the sacraments open the door to this journey and deepens it. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 26. You know, beautifully said by Jesus. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you,
am he.
He spoke like a king, you know. Those days they used to say that kings used to talk in the plural, you know. We, you know, they used to call themselves we, not I, you know. So in the same way, I who speak to you, am he. Jesus, the great sacrament of God, coming to us through our senses and taking us in to the life of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And my brother, my sister, last week we looked at the sacrament of reconciliation. And we looked at the second chapter of Mark. And we saw how this paralytic was lowered from the roof, you know. And I said last week also, you know, nobody tells us that what the house owner thought about it, you know. That you lower a man through the roof, you know, and then the damage is caused. But anyway, and then Jesus looks at him and says, you know, your sins are forgiven. Take up your mat and walk. And then the Pharisees complain in the sacrament of God. And you can see it in Mark 2:10. If you look at Mark 2:10, it will come to you. You can repeat after me. But that you may know,
but that you may know
that the Son of Man,
that the Son of Man
has authority on earth,
has authority on earth
to forgive sins,
to forgive sins,
he said to the paralytic.
He said to the paralytic.
Now you can see the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. That's why the sacrament has power. It is backed by the authority of God Himself. Praise the Lord.
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 So, my brothers and sisters, this authority of God, that only God can forgive sins. I told you last week, we all the time remember that when we are forgiven of future punishment. And we are freed of the burden that we can go to heaven. It's no problem because we have been forgiven. And that's true. But there's something more from the paralytic we glean. What is that? That true forgiveness from God frees us from the past. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's why people who are depressed, depression is lifted. They are freed from the past. People who are broken and wounded and unable to have a relationship, they are healed from their brokenness. Because God is able to take away the repercussions of our past. That's why forgiveness of sin is so important. So only God can forgive. And God in Jesus brought that forgiveness among us. And then we saw last week, he handed that power over to the apostles. And we saw it in the Gospel of John. We are not going to go there. But we saw it in the Gospel of John, how Jesus said, those whom you forgive will be forgiven. They'll be set free. And those whom you don't forgive will not be forgiven. It was like a warning to us. If you don't do your job, if you don't carry the forgiveness of God into the world, people will live and die in their sins. And in a way, you will be responsible because you didn't share my forgiveness with the world. Praise the Lord.
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 So my brothers and sisters, he handed the authority over to the apostles. And we saw from the letter of James how this authority was handed over by the apostles to the elders. And this authority always linked forgiveness of sin and healing. It's so beautifully linked together. Forgiveness of sin and healing. And after that, we saw how they were asked to confess their sins to one another. Why is that? Because when you sin, you not only sin against God, but you also sin against God because you sin against your brother and sister. So you can't just reconcile with God by yourself privately without reconciling with your brother and sister and repairing the damage. Praise the Lord.
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 And for that only in the early church, in the community gathering, people confess their faults, their sin against the community, and they were forgiven. And this was handed down through the ages from these elders to the priesthood that was established over time. And in the priesthood, who is a priest? Consecrated, set apart to do what? To bring God into our midst through the sacraments. Praise the Lord.
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 To take people to the heart of God through the sacraments. And that's why the life of the sacraments, in actually the priesthood, you can say they're dedicated to bring the presence of God in a sacramental way through our senses into our life and take us into the life of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, in that confessing to a priest, we are confessing to God. And when the priest says, I forgive you, I'm hearing the voice of Christ. But not only that, I'm also kneeling before my brothers and sisters I have wronged. And when I confess my sin, I'm not only forgiven, I'm also given guidance. I'm also given penance. What do you mean by penance? It means I have been given a task to do. This is how you make amends. This is how you make amends. And when you take that step, it is painful sometimes. It is hard sometimes. But when you take that step through your penance, things are put right by God. Praise the Lord.
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 Actually, I was waiting to share a testimony, but there's no time. If I do that, I won't be able to go into the message that of the Eucharist. So I just share a small testimony of my own. And we go on. My mother, my sister, you know, there was this elderly leader of the renewal who actually was the top leader with whom I worked for many years, maybe 20 years. Then he retired. You know. And when he retired, we were so busy serving, we forgot about it, you know. And I remember once I was in this program abroad, you know. And when we were in that reflection, suddenly I realized that after he left, I had neglected my relationship with him. And actually, in that neglect, we had lost contact. So when I went to confession, I said this, and I explained what had taken place. And I was given this guidance, reach out to him. You know, as that was my act of penance, you know. So I came back. I really didn't know whether how he would deal with me because now several years had gone. I had not spoken with him. So I took a mutual friend, you know, who was friendly with him and friendly with me as a go-between. And I went to his house. I still remember this gentleman who was so close to me and I was so close to him. He ignored me totally. He only spoke with the other person and made it so clear that he was hurt. So I came back, you know, we say in Sinhala, you say how the dog comes back from a fight, you know, after losing a fight, you know, put the tail between the legs and then you come back. You know, and that's exactly, you know, that's my feeling. I said, you know, I'll never go back. I've done my best, you know, I reached out, I obeyed God, you know, now it's his problem. But in my prayer time, I was deeply challenged to see how he saw. And I realized he was so deeply hurt. His expectations were shattered. And that's why he did this. And I called my friend again. I said, let's go again. He asked me, he was there when it happened. He asked, are you sure? I said, yes. And we went again. This time when he saw me, his resistance shattered because he realized I had seen my mistake. I had repented and I had truly come to reconcile. And till he died, he was my friend. So I saw penance is paying the price to put things right in your life. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise
that
the Lord.
Completes the forgiveness of God. And the comes from the sacrament of reconciliation. And therefore, let's go down to the topic of today. The sacrament of sacraments is the Eucharist. So the recurring sacraments of the church, which nourishes us throughout our life, is the sacrament of reconciliation and the sacrament of the Eucharist. Of course, you can receive the anointing of the sick several times, but I hope we won't have to. You know, you won't be that sick, you know, that you receive it so many times. But the Eucharist. In the Second Vatican Council, which is the guidance of the church for the modern age, the sacrament or the Eucharist was described this way. It was described as the source and the summit of Christian life. So source means it's life-giving. It's the life-giving sacrament. It gives you life. Summit means it's the highest praise you can give God. So in the Eucharist, you get the life of Christ, and also in the Eucharist, you give the highest praise to God. Why? The answer is, all the other sacraments bring the power and the energy of God through Christ. But in the Eucharist brings Jesus Christ Himself. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Actually, He's not in the bread. He's not in the bread. He is the bread. He's not in the wine. He is the wine. And therefore, that's the difference. So therefore, you know, I can still remember, you know, something that really shook me and began my conversion in 1976. I went to the first talk of the Pubudua, the Charismatic Renewal. And in that talk, this person, this nun who gave this talk, I still remember to the day, she said, Christianity is not a religion. Now, I've been in a Christian family. I'd gone to a Christian college. And I always thought Christianity was a religion. Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity. And she said, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a system. She said, Christianity is a person. And a Christian is one who has an encounter with this person. I'll never forget that, you know, the kind of thing that it did, the effect it had on me when I realized this. And this person of Jesus Christ, who is God, come to us 2,000 years ago, continues to come to us through the sacrament of the Eucharist. Praise the Lord.
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 How does this happen? I'm not going the normal route like I did last time also. You know, I can explain to you the theological terminology and you have been listening so far, you stop listening after that. You know. But I'm going to go a different route. All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. You can read after me. And God said, let there be light.
Let there be light.
And there was light.
And there was light.
God's word, if you are writing it down, you can write this down. God's word is creative. When He says something, it will happen. And actually, I was listening to this lecture on religion and science, you know, and this lecturer was speaking, And she said, for right up to the 20th century, most scientists were convinced that the universe did not have a beginning, nor does it have an end. And most of the scientists believed that. And they laughed at the Christian explanation that it had a beginning, and before that there was nothing. But today, most self-respecting scientists agree on something called the Big Bang Theory, in which in a moment, in one microsecond, the whole universe came into being. And if you ask them, how did that happen? They say, we can't explain it to you because the laws of physics or any other natural law didn't exist to explain it. And the Bible will tell you, God spoke and it happened. That's the power of God's word. When God says something, it happens. It moves. God's word is powerful. I think that's my first premise. The second premise is Hebrews 1:3. If you look at Hebrews 1:3, it's beautifully matched. You know, I didn't intentionally match it, but when I look at it, it's matching. You know, Genesis 1:3 about God's word, Hebrews 1:3 explaining the word, the God's word. You know, and if you look at Hebrews 1:3, the sun
is the radiance
of God's glory. Isn't it beautiful? The radiance of God's glory is in the sun, who is Jesus. The exact representation of his being. You can repeat that.
The exact representation of his being.
That means, in normal words, in human or normal jargon, it means Jesus is God. And look at this next slide. Sustaining all things by his powerful word. Now, did you hear that? Who's sustaining all things? Jesus. In Genesis 1:3, who brought creation into being? God. And the word of God, which is the exact representation of his being, when he says something, those words have creative life. Praise the Lord.
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 So you can write this down and I'm going to explain this. The power of a word depends on the one who speaks it. It looks a very difficult thing to understand, but let me explain. My brother, my sister, we meet our old friends at a party. So we have a chat. And we have this, how are you? And then one of my friends tells me, you know, I will send you to jail for 10 years. No. So when I hear that, that becomes a big joke for me. Why is that? You know, my friend is telling me he'll send me to jail for 10 years. I know it's a joke because he can't send me to jail for 10 years. But now I'm standing before the judge. Now the judge says those exact same words. Okay, so when he says those words, he tells me, I'm sending you to jail for 10 years. That's the moment when everything begins to shake inside of me. Because the word that the judge speaks has authority behind it. And if I say, no, I won't do it, you know, I don't want to go to jail, see you later, I'm going home. The judge has the power to send the policeman and grab me, you know. So the word that you speak has authority according to who speaks it. And Jesus is God speaking God's creative word. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise the
so
Lord.
The question now is, what did Jesus say? Did he say anything about the Eucharist? That's interesting to find out. You know? And I want to share with you what Jesus said. You know, because in the Gospel of John, there is no institution of the Eucharist like in the other three Gospels. In the other three Gospels, you have Jesus in the Last Supper, you know, this is my body, this is my blood. You know, in the Gospel of John, he washes the feet of his disciples. But there is an institution of the Eucharist in John. It's not in, not at the end of the Gospel, it's in the middle. It's in John chapter 6. And these are the words of Jesus, who is the Word of God, who is God, backing it with the authority of God himself. Praise the Lord.
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 John 6:50. If you look at John chapter 6, verse 50. But here is the bread.
But here is the bread.
That comes down from heaven.
That comes down from heaven.
Which a man may eat.
Which a man may eat.
And not die.
And not die.
You know, like the Samaritan woman, I think these people have thought, my God, we have got a bread factory here, you know. Here is the bread, you know, wow, you know, and if you eat it, your health is complete, you know, and you're not going to get a heart attack, you're not going to grow old, wow, give us that bread. Verse 51. I am the living bread.
I am the living bread.
That came down from heaven.
That came down from heaven.
If anyone eats of this bread.
If anyone eats of this bread.
He will live forever.
He will live forever.
This bread.
This bread.
Is my flesh.
Is my flesh.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
Praise the Lord.
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 You know, if somebody else said it, it would merely be words. But who says it? God in Jesus Christ himself. He's saying, I am the bread you have to eat. The Jews didn't like it. Like even today, there is a controversy over the Eucharist. For 2,000 years, there will always be. Verse 52, if you look at it. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. You can repeat that.
Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Give us his flesh to eat.
Now, when they objected, in another place in John, he says, who can hear these words? And they were going to walk off. You know, if I was there, and I'm sure, I suspect if you were there, you know, we would have said, wait, this is only symbolic. You can't understand. I'm only just saying nice words to understand that you have to have a relationship with me. Like the interpretation that many are having today. Only thoughts. These are only ideas. You have a spiritual relationship with me. You consume me spiritually. After all, don't take this literally. You know, he would have said that and he would have had the whole crowd. He would have kept them. But what do you say? Verse 53. Jesus was no diplomat, you know. That's the problem. 6:53. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth.
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
And drink his blood.
And drink his blood.
You have no life in you.
You have no life in you.
That's when they all left. Then he asked the disciples, will you also go? He didn't care because he was having a deeper revelation from God. Will you also go? Actually, today, these words can be explained scientifically. And that's what I want to do tonight. You know, I'm going to take a 5 minutes extra of the hour. You know, some people must say, this guy talks for an hour and he still wants 5 minutes more. You know, so, but anyway. I need the 5 minutes to complete this. You know, there's something called the food chain in evolution. You know, and today scientists have understood this very clearly. You know, in the food chain, the lower life forms feed the higher ones. You know, so when a deer eats grass, or a gazelle eats grass. The grass, the energy, the cells in the grass is consumed by the deer and is assimilated in the system and transformed into energy and life, and the deer begins to live through the energy, through the life that the grass is giving the deer. So the grass says, eat me and live. And then the deer begins to live, consuming the grass. The lower life form is sacrificed for the higher one. I think you understand what I'm saying. Now this deer, full, you know, eaten all the grass, can't hardly run, he suddenly meets a lion. You know? And what does the lion do? The lion consumes the deer, you know. And here is the system. It's called the food chain. You know? And what happens? Through the cells and the energy that is inside the deer, the lion consumes, assimilates, puts inside its system, and then begins to live with the life of the deer. The weaker life form is consumed by the stronger one, and it lives. But here is the miracle. Let me show you. God, who is the highest expression of life, out of love, says, you eat me, you consume me, you take me into your life, and I will come inside of you, I will become assimilated by you, but then I will transform you into my nature. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise
the deer can never transform the lion into the deer's nature. The grass can never make a deer grass because it's a weaker life form. But here, the stronger life form, the eternal God, when we consume him, he not only comes inside, he transforms us into his nature. That's why the Eucharist is the food through which the life in the Spirit is given to us. Praise the Lord.
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 So my brothers and sisters, you can see it in verse 54. If you look at it. Whoever eats my flesh,
whoever eats my flesh,
and drinks my blood,
and drinks my blood,
has eternal life.
Has eternal life.
So not only do we have normal life, we have this eternal life also running in us. And I will raise him up.
And I will raise him up
at the last day.
At the last day.
Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And look at verse 57, beautifully given to us. Just as the living Father sent me,
just as the living Father sent me,
and I live because of the Father.
Because of the Father.
And you see that connection between the food chain and the whole system running here. I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me,
so the one who feeds on me
will live because of me.
Will live because of me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, because of the problem of time, I'm going to skip the gospel part of it. We all know it, you know, in three gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we have the description of how he established this. He established this on the night before he died. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me. And then to make it happen, he died on the cross and he rose again. Now, what I want to show you tonight is what he established that day on Maundy Thursday, he intended for everyone to carry on till he came back. You need to understand what I'm saying. What he started, he intended to carry on till he came again. Not just for Maundy Thursday. Not just a memory, but a living experience till he came back. How do you know? There is a passage in, well, that St. Paul has written many people are not aware of. Because St. Paul is the first writer of the New Testament. And Corinthians is one of the first writings. And St. Paul is one of the people who didn't have any connection with the historical Jesus Christ. You need to understand, he's from the next generation. Like the elders, I told you how Jesus handed it over to the apostles, the sacrament of reconciliation, and that was handed over to the elders. St. Paul is from the next generation. And let's see what he says about the Eucharist. So beautifully given to us. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord.
What I also passed on to you.
From whom did he receive it? From the Lord. That means the risen Christ revealed this to St. Paul. What did he reveal? The Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed.
Took bread.
Verse 24. And when he had given thanks.
He broke it.
And said. This is my body.
Which is for you.
Do this in remembrance of me. Actually, the moment I read this, Protestant brothers and sisters say, that's what we say. This is only a memory, you know. So let's leave it at that now and let's go down a little bit. Verse 25. Where are we going? No. Verse 25. In 1 Corinthians 11:25. In the same way.
After supper.
He took the cup. Saying. This cup is the new covenant.
In my blood.
Do this.
Whenever you drink it.
In remembrance of me. And then again we have said, I told you it's only a memory and a remembrance. But there is a little further down you need to read. 26. If you look at verse 26. For whenever you eat this bread. And drink this cup. You proclaim the Lord's death.
Until he comes.
And then again we are told, that's it. It's a symbol. You proclaim it through this action. But you have to read a little more. Look at the next verse. Therefore, whoever eats the bread,
or drinks the cup of the Lord,
in an unworthy manner, will be guilty
of sinning against
the body and blood of the Lord. Now, can you see this here? Now, if this is only symbolic, if it is only a memory, how can you sin against the body and blood of the Lord? St. Paul was very clear. In the Eucharist, in the body, in the blood, was Jesus Christ himself, the real presence. If this evidence is not enough, we read the next verse. Verse 28. A man ought to examine himself
before he eats of the bread
and drinks of the cup. And that's why we do a heart searching before we go to the Eucharist. Verse 29. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord. Actually, if the argument had come directly from the top of remembering, he should have used the word without remembering the body of the Lord. Now, St. Paul's argument is something else. Can you see how the whole thing flows? You know, so that's why you look at the whole text. You know, and again, see, that's his setup, you know. So, so you can see here, you can see, for anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord, look at that, eats and drinks, you can repeat that.
Eats and drinks.
Judgment on himself.
Judgment on himself.
And the word, I looked at the Greek word for recognizing, and it also means discerning. You have to discern that this is truly the real presence of Jesus. If not, the next verse explains that. Verse 30. That's why I tried to take the 7 or 8 minutes extra. That is why many of you are weak and sick.
Many among you are weak and sick.
And a number of you have fallen asleep.
And a number of you have fallen asleep.
Now, if you are listening to my sermon and falling asleep, that's what it means. You know. So, many are fallen asleep means you have died, you know. What is now, if it was a memory and a ritual and just a remembrance, why is he saying that people, if you don't discern the body and the blood, you are falling sick and you are not having life in you and you are dying because they didn't discern the living presence of God in flesh and blood in Jesus? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How can this happen? Because Jesus is God and his word has the power to make it happen. By his word, he sustains the universe. By his word, he comes to us through our senses, through the Eucharist, through the host, through the wine, into our lives. Tonight, let's open ourselves. Lord, we want to believe. You know, I can tell you my own experience. From the childhood, we were taken to Mass. We said the prayers. We followed, we had daily Mass in the schools. But I never discerned the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. I only had the ritual. I never discerned it till the Holy Spirit opened my inner eyes to see it. That's happened to many people. And tonight we need to pray, not only for us, but for the others. This great act of love will be discerned. And when you discern it and you open yourself to it, the same encounter with Jesus that the apostles had, and even deeper, is available for us today through the Eucharist. And that will take us to holiness, to maturity, to saintliness, and to divine life itself. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shall we praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's enter our moments of worship as we come before the Lord. So it's beautiful, the worship ministry is coming from Toronto and we are leading the worship from Sri Lanka. People joining from all over the world, worshiping God together. The Eucharist is the universal unifier of all life. And here it is, manifested in our community, brought together from all over the world, the power of his love. Shall we worship the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing the beautiful words. I'm held by your love. I'm held.
I'm held by your strength.
Say it again. I'm held by your love.
I'm held by your love.
Held by your strength.
I'm held by your strength.
On your shoulders.
On your shoulders you hold me.
By your faith I stand.
By your faith I stand.
Cherish. By you, Lord.
Cherished by you, Lord.
Treasured in your sight.
Treasured in your sight. So close to your heart.
Held firm in your
hand. Held firm in your hand.
Just sing it into the spirit. Voices, worship the Lord. If you have the gift of tongues, just worship in the Spirit. Worship right across the all the nations. Worship in our languages. You worship in the gift of tongues that the Lord has given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just put on your mic if you can. Again, so awesome.
Sacrifice your son.
amazing love.
Amazing love reached out to me with joy to you. I come.
Be in the presence of the Lord of you. And just give it up. Lord Jesus, I often ask myself, why am I selfish?
Why am I defensive?
Why am I reactive?
Why am I
sinful?
And now I realize
the answer is that
I don't experience
fullness of love. I have been raised
by limited human beings
who loved me conditionally
and I have experienced
wounded, hurt, broken,
that have made me
focus on my own needs,
my own desires,
my own dreams, at the cost of other people. Lord Jesus, I realize. The more I am unloved,
the more selfish I am,
the more sinful I am.
The more insecure I am,
the more self-centered I am. Lord Jesus,
then I look at you.
Why were you different?
Why did you lay down your life?
Why did you offer yourself
as flesh and blood to us?
And now I realize.
The answer is
you were deeply loved.
Loved by the Father.
You experienced that love. And it was brought to you by the Holy Spirit.
Revealed into your heart.
And you were secure.
You were safe.
You were loved.
You were held.
In the arms of the Father.
And in that security.
In that love.
And in that love.
You laid down your life.
You gave your life.
So that we may have life.
And that's the Eucharist.
The love of the Father.
Enabling your heart.
To lay down your life.
That we may have life.
Love in us.
Security in us.
Your goodness in us.
Safe enough.
Loved enough.
To let go.
Our selfishness.
Our sinfulness.
Our broken methods.
Of dealing with life.
Liberated.
By eternal love.
Lord Jesus.
Now we see your plan.
You come into our lives.
With the love we never had.
The security we never had.
The fullness we never had.
To free us.
From our own brokenness.
To enable us.
To lay down our own life.
To change the world we live in. We thank you for calling us.
Thank you for drawing us to yourself.
We thank you for your love.
Shall we just praise
and thank the Lord, my brothers? Hallelujah.
Not by my strength.
Before we sing that, I just want to explain some of that verse. Not by my wisdom. You will never understand this because we are broken people. We are people caught up in the simple world. So our wisdom will never grasp the love of God. Not by my strength. I could never say yes to God. I'm incapable of doing that because of my broken nature. Gently, you guide me. Lead me by the hand. Like open, I experience. I'm held with my simple. I'm loved in my broken. It's all right, he said. Come as you are. It's all right, he said. You don't explain anything to me. Just let me hold you. Loved, secure, quietly, we open ourselves. All the saints said, God is the lover, the husband, and each of us is the bride he woos. And in that relationship, the lover woos, loves, secures, holds the bride till the bride opens herself and yields to the lover. Consummation. In that consummation, the deepest expression of the love of God for us is explained in these terms through history by the saints. The word adoration, I heard. Adoratio, a kiss to the mouth, open to the fullness of his love. Loved. Our insecurities taken away. We fight him. We hide from him. We react to him. But he still loves us. He still comes to us. He still seeks us. And quietly, we stop fighting. We stop reacting. And we gently open our hearts. And suddenly, his life is flowing in us. We have found the fountain. We have found the source of life itself. And we are transformed and we carry it through our lives into the world. Total surrender tonight is Jesus, I am yours. The result of the Eucharist. He gives himself to me. And what can I do? The only thing I can do, I yield to that love. Total surrender. Jesus, I am yours. I give up myself into your womb. Now and forever. In Christ, I now stand. God, we stand in awe in your presence. And the revelation of your power become a living experience to each of us who are here in this worship, and also for those who would join us over the times, who would listen to these meetings, who would join this worship, that it will give us the breakthrough into your heart. Into your presence in the most powerful. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing.
Not by my wisdom.
Not by my strength. I can do this. Gently you guide me, open me to your love.
Gently you guide me.
Lead me by the hand.
Lead me by hand.
I respond to this love, total surrender.
Total surrender.
Jesus, I am yours. I yield to you. Now and forever.
Now and forever.
In Christ I now
stand.
Say it again. Not by my wisdom.
Not by my wisdom.
Not by my logic. Not by my understanding. Not by my strength.
Not by my strength.
Gently you guide me into the depths of
gently
your love.
You guide me.
Lead me by hand.
Lead me by hand.
Jesus, I trust you enough. Now I learn to surrender. I'm yours.
Lord Jesus, I am yours now and forever. In Christ I now stand.
Let's worship the Lord now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord says tonight, my son, my daughter, I'm inviting you again. Come as you are. Come with your fears. Come with your brokenness. Come even with a heart that is closed and unable to say yes to me. Come. I love you. Let me rest in my love. Learn to rest in my love. And as you open yourself to me, I will reveal the fullness of love that will free you from the selfishness and sinfulness that has dominated you your whole life. And I will make you my presence in the world around you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing a person who is having an irritation all over the body. The Lord is freeing this person.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to
the Lord is showing a person who is unable to forgive a family member. And due to this unforgiveness, this person is going through heart palpitations. The Lord says, forgive and reconcile, and you will be healed, and your family will experience freedom, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you. Others with the words of knowledge you can share. But unmute and then share whoever is holding at the end. Shall we praise and thank the Lord for this time that He has given us in a powerful way? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you.
Shall we join in the final hymn, my brothers and sisters, thanking the Lord for all His goodness and His mercy.
Held in your hand from the moment that I wake. is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Lord, you are so good, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this message, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are so good in your goodness that you have spoken to us in the midst of our storm. Dear brothers and sisters, a quick summary. You know, our God created us the way we are. He created us so that we could experience him here on earth. You know, it's so beautiful what Tata shared is our God is real. Our God, he's the one who comes to us. He makes himself real. He makes us real to us in the sacrament. He comes through our senses in the sacrament. Eucharist brings Jesus to us. That is the personal encounter. He is the bread. He is the wine. He is the word that became flesh. You know, Jesus is speaking God's word, and God's word has authority. And his word, heaven and earth will pass away, but he will remain. And today he has been faithful and he has remained with us and given us this good message, this good news that he loves us. And, you know, I encourage you to continue to allow him to be in, allow him to be embraced, allow him to embrace you in you and to be held by your, by his love. If you want to be further, be, you know, quench that thirst of his presence, I encourage you to go on YouTube and just search Adoration Live and just be in the presence of the Lord. Again, thank you so much for joining. Please join us for intercessory prayer on Mondays and Tuesdays. If you have any testimonies, the numbers are up. Please send us a message. We would love to hear what the Lord has done in your life. Again, faith is built based on what we hear, the testimonies of you, what the Lord has done in your life. So again, stay connected through Facebook, YouTube, and make sure to like us and subscribe to us. Have a good day. God bless.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.